Penn Station is turning up the heat. Introducing the Ghost Pepper Cheese Steak. Grilled fresh with premium steak and fiery ghost pepper cheese. It's craveable, bold, and only here for a limited time. Pair it with Penn Station's famous fresh cut fries and fresh squeezed lemonade for the ultimate flavor hit. Available now through November. Get it before it vanishes. Visit Penn Station today or order on our website or app for delivery. Penn Station, love your sub. You craving what I'm craving?
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, thanks for downloading this podcast. If you want to listen live, be sure to download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
Impregnable.
Come again.
With Scott Bogman and Chris Wells.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Hello and welcome to In This League on the Sports Grid. Get on the grid. I'm your host, Scott Bogman. It's hour three, and you know what that means. I am joined by Casey Bubba. Bubba, what is going on?
Not a whole lot, Mr. Bogman. Just got the holidays coming up, and we're winding down the football season. Every week you think it can't get weirder, and it seems to get weirder one way or another. So
We
are, getting ready for week 16.
So how many – I think we did this last week, and I apologize for not remembering things just
okay.
In general.
I'm not important. I get it.
Right. Well, neither am I. So I don't remember my own stuff too. Like the other day I'm like, all right, I'm out of the shower. I'm ready to go to work. And I look, and all of my clothes are still in the washer. So I had to put them all in the dryer.
Oh, Jesus.
Because I forgot to put them in the dryer from the night before. So, you know, it's that kind of life when you're single. You know, there's no one else to blame. So can't blame anybody else. I mean, I guess I could blame Captain for my problems.
There you go.
Damn it, Captain. What's your issue? And championships. How many championships are you in for this week?
Big zero. The only thing I'm still in is, I can't remember if I discussed it on this show or not, my home league, we play all 16 weeks, and you play two matchups a week,
yes.
And then the top five teams, we redraft for the playoffs. So we're still playing that one, and it's really, like, I think I talked about I have the most points. What happened again this last week, Bogman, I scored like 188, and the other guy scored 189.
Oh.
And the next closest was like 156.
Oh,
so
God,
I went 1-1 again. My record is 15-15, and I'm in eighth place because there's like six teams that are 16-14. If I would have won, I would have been a game out of first.
Oh, jeez.
I leapfrogged them all because of points. That's how devastating that was. It was the guy that's in second place now beat me, and he had Lamar Jackson and Ingram go on Thursday, so that was fun.
Yeah, I mean, Lamar and his five scores. That knocked me out of a league as well. I'm in two at the end here. One of them is against the Welsh in my home league, so that should be fun. he should destroy me in that league. Just looking at my matchups and stuff, like
I think he'll make for a fun show coming up. Then
he's projected to beat me by 15 points or something. Yeah, I'm just gonna boot him off the show for next week, so he can't brag. Yeah, so he's projected to beat me by 15 points and all that stuff. I'm in the Black Book IDP League Championship, which is funny because I had to have a listener say, you know, you're in the playoffs in this one, right? Because I must have got stat corrected in, or I looked at something wrong. I might have looked at the same league twice thinking it was two separate leagues for some reason, because I have literally 15 Fantrax leagues up there. So he's like, you know, you're in the championship. So I went through and set my lineup, and of course I won because, you know, the person who pays attention the least is the person that wins, and I'm in the championship in that one as well. I think I'm projected to lose that one as well. So if I could just get one, that's all I want. Specifically, the one against the Welsh would be great. Yes. But
I think we're all rooting for that.
Right, right. I mean, you know, the Welsh, the good thing about him is he takes everything in stride and never complains. So that's good.
And he'll never let you know when things are going his way.
Right, right, exactly. So just always a calm, cooling presence for anyone around, for sure. Exactly. That's how I describe the Welsh to people. Yep. So
he's the yin to your yang, exactly.
That's right. Yeah, because I'm not high strung at all. So
Nope,
not at all. And I definitely don't overtalk ever. So that's good. But let's take a look at what went on last week. And we had the Tampa Bay and Detroit game. It was weird going into this one because we had Jameis Winston with his weird hand injury, and he was throwing tennis balls middle of the week. And we're like, what is actually going to happen here? But he looked fine, and Tampa Bay just absolutely stomped Detroit 38-17.
Another 450-yard game for Winston. He only threw one pick, which was on the opening drive. It was weird. You saw Perryman go three touchdowns. The bad thing is Chris Godwin's done now. He's already out for week 16. It was bad news there. Other than that, the Lions' season can't end soon enough. But somehow Matt Patricia gets to keep his job already.
Yeah, I think these teams saying this stuff, because the Browns said it too, I think they're jumping the gun a little bit, right?
Just a bit.
I mean, giving Freddie Kitchens the boost of confidence, how does that make any sense when you heard people saying that he was going to other teams saying, come get me, right?
Yeah, you think you'd want to keep the fire under the rear ends, you'd think.
Yeah, but I don't know. That's the Browns in a nutshell, right? So who knows what they're going to do. By the way, just reminder for everybody, there are games today as you're listening to this. There are Saturday games, so make sure you're getting all them lineups set. What do you do, like, for DFS purposes, do you play with those Saturday games in, or do you like the main Sunday day slate still?
Well, it's fun because it's like the Thanksgiving slate. There's three games, so right. It's a separate slate, or you can do the whole slate. I keep them separate. I'll do the 11-game Sunday slate by itself. I'll do the 3-game Saturday slate by itself. And then if I really wanted to generate things, I'll go the Sunday night, Monday slate, the 2-game slate. But that's a little crazy. But yes,
you're the offspring. You got to keep them separated.
Yes, keep them separated, my friend, because I'm pretty fly for a white guy.
Philly at Washington, Philly 37 over Washington 27. Not great on the props here. What did you see in this one?
Yeah, this was a very interesting game, to say the least. Miles Sanders really got his workload in. Ertz is a beast, but more importantly to me, at least in my opinion, second straight week McLaren's looked good. Dwayne Haskins has looked better. I guess if anything, that's good for the future for the Redskins, but as long as Dan Snyder's there, you're screwed, so it doesn't matter.
Chicago and Green Bay. This one was Green Bay went 21-13. You didn't get the against the spread or the over, but you got two of your three props here, so this one was pretty good.
Yeah, and the Bears got screwed. A couple horrible calls on the Bears got them good in this one. And I keep saying it. I know the Packers are 11-3, but they might be the most average 11-3 team I've watched all season long.
They are boring, and Rodgers has been bad this year. Like,
that's Pro Bowl Aaron Rodgers to you, sir.
God, did he really make the Pro Bowl? You know, you know how much I disrespect the Pro Bowl. I don't even look to see who got voted in on the Pro Bowl.
I just see tweets come through, and I even saw one today where Saquon Barkley made the team, and he flat out said in an interview this week that he should not have made the team.
It's all about popularity. It's all about fan voting for the starters, at least, and everybody else gets in. But they don't even play a game. They should just mark the best players as Pro Bowl players, do the skills competition, and leave. The game is worthless.
It's the first time in forever that Brady didn't make it.
Yeah, well, he didn't deserve to.
I know. I was happy about that.
And people hate him. So it's not hard to leave him off. Most of the time it's hard to leave him off because it's like, okay, well, no one's going to vote for him because he's Brady and everybody hates him. But, you got to put him in on the backups, and you just didn't have to this year. So it'd be the same thing as voting for, an injury guy. Do you remember when Yao Ming would just make the playoff or the all-star team in basketball when he wouldn't even play a game? Because all of China would vote for him. It'd be like, look, Yao has 200 million votes. Oh, who's the next highest? Oh, it's Tracy McGrady with 43 million. So, it's just nuts. It's just all fan voting, which is dumb, and they should get rid of it.
Agreed.
The Patriots do win their game. Why can't I find the score on this one? They beat the 34-13. Thank you. The escalator of sadness in full effect here. We just found out no AJ Green. You got this one pretty damn good, except for who could have thought that Julian Edelman was going to have one catch.
Yeah, I'm kind of getting worried. The footage throughout the week of him practicing, he doesn't look, they're going to take it real easy with him, I think. And that's going to be worrisome for sure. This is a game they didn't really need him, though, either. They were in complete control, four interceptions for Dalton. But Mixon just keeps on doing it, man. It's awesome.
Perriman or Edelman this week?
That's good. That's real good. I'm going to go Perriman.
I think you have to, right?
Yeah, because Edelman's injury scares me. I'm not kidding. Some of the footage I saw throughout the week, he was not moving well.
Yeah, it's an ugly injury, and it's going to slow him down. And they have no reason to.
They have no reason to push it. As much as people hate Belichick, he's not stupid.
Right. Yeah. I mean, no one's close to them, right? Yeah. They've already. Well, the Bills.
The Bills, baby. Yeah. You laughed at me like 3 weeks ago, and they're still alive. Week 16.
I don't know if I laughed at you, but
you told me I was crazy.
I told you were crazy when you wanted to put the Raiders in the playoffs. That's when this is revisionist history here.
I said the Bills are going to win the AFC East and you laughed.
Oh, okay. The AFC East. Yes. Okay. Yeah. You are still crazy about that.
If they win this Saturday, if they win tonight, it's possible.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not going to happen though. The Patriots are going to win. So they almost lost to the Steelers last week. And look, I love my Steelers and the defense is really good, but they cannot score. So they need to start throwing the ball downfield. But that's for another place, another time when I have less hair because I need to rip my hair out.
Split the hair comments.
Too much hair. So we'll see. You and I, we even out, it was
okay. That's what we're going to call it now.
The Welsh guy, he gets so mad. He was saying something about ripping his hair out. And I'm like, well, you shouldn't do that. And he was like, come on, man, you act like I'm bald. Like I have absolutely nothing. Like I'm Pisa Pia. I'm like, well, kind of on your way. Like the he's not usually a sensitive Sally about that stuff with me, but I do remember it was a long time ago when it started, and it was just barely in the back, right? And usually I don't see his head because he's 8 feet tall. But I was sitting behind him in his car and I'm like, I'm getting a little thin on top there. He's like, yeah, thanks for pointing it out. I really appreciate it.
Oh, so he's the one that it's not going from the front. It's coming from the back. That's a sneaky one.
I think it's kind of, it's just like that was 10 years ago.
Okay. Let's have some fun with this. Cause it'll either be proof he doesn't listen or that we have
no
of
way
rats.
He listens to this.
Part. We have a bunch of rats. Do you think he goes comb over or embraces it?
No, he'll embrace it. Like he's already shaved his head a couple times. So,
okay,
and to be honest, I don't know if it's going to get to that point. Like he just got thinner. Like, I don't know if it's going to, I don't know if he'll go bald. So these are things that I don't have to think about though, ever.
Yeah. Neither do I anymore. Cause I thought about it when I was 17 and a half and I started shaving it with a Bic razor.
I mean, but that's what you got to do. You got to embrace it. It looks weird and you look much older with that comb over or just the bowl. If you have the bowl, you have to wear a hat everywhere, right?
Yes, yes. You have to. That's why you just. That's. I have the bowl, so that's why I shave it. It's either that or you embrace and go full skull it like Hulk Hogan. You have to do one or the other. You can't. You can't like leave it in the middle.
No, no. I've got. I mean, I'll be gray. You know, like it, probably in 3 or 4 years, I'll be completely gray. Because it does go gray and silver fairly quickly, which is why I'm growing it out now to donate it, because I think that they said, like, there's so many parameters. Like, you're not allowed to color your hair at all when you donate it. There's tons of other, like, little lessons of rules and restrictions of things that you can put in your hair and can't put in your hair. But it's like it can be no more than 15% gray. So
it's so ridiculous, all these donor situations and all the rules and regulations they have. Like, you know, just be happy.
Well, I mean, they'll take your gray hair, but they'll just send it to go soak up oil in the ocean somewhere. You know, that's all they do. Like,
it'll become a merkin for a whale. Good.
Whale merkins. Right. So I probably have enough to make a full whale merkin right now. So, and not on my head. Houston 24 over the Titans 21 in this one. I mean, you got the under right. What do you see in this game?
Blocked field goal away from overtime. The Titans are still a very good team. The Texans, like, I want to embrace the Texans. They just don't dominate like I think they should. But Hopkins keeps doing his thing, and that's just an automatic right now.
Another matchup next week, so going to be a fun race for that division. How about the Seahawks and the Panthers in this one? I mean, there's a reason why we're going to Will Grier. But the Seahawks kept Panthers at bay 30-24 in this one.
No, yeah, this game's not as close as it looks. They were in complete control here. Carson had a big week. We expected. We talked about. Good to see Tyler Lockett back, 8 for 120.
Thank God.
But they have a good test tomorrow night against Arizona.
Denver and Kansas City. This is the Drew Lock we know here. And he looked
be nice.
He looked
be
terrible. Nice. 23-3, the Chiefs over the Broncos.
Have you ever tried to play football in the snow against Patrick Mahomes when your ex-girlfriend's eyes are bleeding into your back? That can't be easy.
I've never done anything in the snow. I'm from Arizona.
Well, good for you. It was good to see Patrick Mahomes back and doing his thing. Other than that, not a lot to take away here.
Yeah, I kind of thought the same thing. Miami and the Giants. The Giants win 36-20. I mean, do you even want to talk about your team anymore?
No, Devontae Parker, man.
Yeah,
that's about it.
They gave him a contract extension too, which really surprised me. But
4 for 40. But it's that's a whole nother podcast. But the one thing I'll say is, jokingly as we always are, it was good to see Eli go off like this. I make fun of Eli a lot, but I at least thought that was good.
Jacksonville and Oakland, you got this game because Jacksonville won. Fournette didn't look great, though. The offense really had a hard time moving the ball until the end. I thought maybe they were going to go back to Nick Foles. And the Raiders just continue to tank this year. It's ugly.
Yeah, it was a good one when, you know, let's bring Josh Jacobs back for our Super Bowl, and then we're going to bench him week 16 because his shoulder's still messed up. But other than that, it's a horrible football game. The highlight of the game was Minshew saying he's never seen more middle fingers in his life than in Oakland.
Well, you know, Minshew's going to say whatever crazy stuff pops because up in his awesome. Mind. Yeah, I mean, I do love that people think he's awesome just because he has a mustache. So
that's not why, trust me.
You're at least right.
Not,
the way, right.
Not for me.
Yeah, not for me either. The Cardinals 38 over the Browns 24.
Yeah, we got to see a little more Kyler running the football, looking good. Kenyon Drake can go jump off a bridge because I needed Kyler. In that match I lost by like 2 points I told you about,
aww,
I had Kyler at quarterback, and 4 touchdowns from Drake were like two. Or
just give him one sneak. Come on.
Yeah, from the 1 yard line on pass completions that got tackled at the one. So, yeah, this is PTSD right now.
Yeah, I was just completely shocked, and I couldn't believe, like, of all the teams that the Browns have played this year, they're going to the Cardinals and saying, come get me, which just weirded me out. I didn't understand that at all.
And people, don't buy into OBJ. Almost all of those came in like the last drive or two on just garbage time.
Right. I mean, there's no way you can start OBJ this week. I mean, maybe over Julian Edelman if he doesn't wind up playing, but that's about it. But we got to hit a break, so we're going to take a break here, but be sure to stick with us. We're going to wrap up week 15 and pick all the games to do props for week 16. So stick with us. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRoto.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRoto.com, where millionaires are made.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
It's In This League.
No one asked you anything ever, so whomever's name is
In This League.
Why don't you take a letter opener and stick it in your skull? Hey.
Welcome back. It's In This League on the Sports Grid. Get on the grid. I'm your host, Scott Bogman. You can find me on Twitter at Bogman Sports. I'm here with Casey Bubba at BD Entrick on the Twitter. Tell everyone about all of the podcasts that you've got. Promote, Bubba.
Yeah, Bench with Bubba. We're ramping up fantasy baseball. Bubba and the Bat Flip this past week. Got some other guests coming up. Going to be off for the Christmas week, but we'll be ramping up. Already got most of January booked, so you're not going to want to miss that. If you're getting ready for fantasy baseball after you listen to ITL, come to Bench with Bubba. I got you there. But Fantrax DFS show, I have an awesome Week 16 show with Matt Gajewski of Roto Grinders. Come check that out. And then tons of other podcasts. I'm not going to bore you with them all, but really just check me on Twitter at BD Intric. I tweet and retweet and do a lot of dumb stuff. Go check it out there.
Golf is golf like, is the season starting or is that?
Dude, this has been like the greatest like few weeks. I recorded a President's Cup one like a week ago, but we've had like 4 weeks off. Then my buddy, I talked to him on the regular, kind of how I talked to you, but he texts me today and goes, hey, we ready to start next week? Because the Tournament of Champions, if you want any event in 2019, you get to go to Hawaii for a no-cut event and a free paycheck. So that starts next week. So the Always Pressing podcast starts next week and goes almost every single week until September or something.
Nice. So I mean, I'm not a golf guy, but I know our guy Justin Lee found you through listening to this, and he's a big golf guy. So
Come on over.
He's my golf guy. Bubba is my golf guy. If I have
And one thing I'll say, and sorry to cut you off again, but one thing I'll say is, I'm not one of like the stuck up guys on Twitter. If you reach out to me, I'll talk to you. Like, unless I'm like really busy with something, I'll at least favor you to notice to tell you I saw you. But I'll sit there and interact with anybody. I'm not kind of one of those nose at the airs guys. So if you got any questions, fire away. Let's have fun. Like, I don't care.
I'm just not like I'm like that, too. But I know people don't get that sense from me because I'm just not. No. I don't think I'm on Twitter as much as you are. So
my wife tells me my phone's like glued to my hand. You're just doing other things with your computer and your phone.
Well, it's Instagram.
It's just different.
Yeah. Hit me up on Instagram.
I'm starting. I'm starting to get into that, but I just can't embrace it yet because I can't trash talk and troll as much on there.
Well, I'll give you some interesting follows. We'll say that. But I'm usually on Instagram, and people know why. So
gotcha.
It's and that's why I like. I don't have a TikTok, but I'm seeing all this action going on TikTok. I'm like, maybe I need to sign up for one of these. What is this all about?
It's what I do with every new thing. Is I told myself I'm not going to go TikTok, but I said I wasn't going Snapchat. I wasn't going Instagram. I was never going Twitter. And here we are, folks.
I mean, is Snapchat basically dead? Isn't it only for private snaps to send a picture of junks to each other? Like, that's the only thing it's there
for. Which, when you've been married for as long as I have, that ship sailed a long time ago. So it is pretty much worthless.
And if you've had the lawsuits that I have, it's over with too. So, yeah, same deal.
Fair enough.
Let's wrap up what happened last week. We had Atlanta win on the last play over the Niners, 29-22. Kind of an unbelievable play. There's some weirdness on the play before that. It looked like Atlanta scored, but it was offensive pass interference, and it was a crazy ending, but the Falcons beat the Niners because, of course.
Massive letdown spot for the Niners. Julio beasted out over 20 targets without Ridley in the lineup. And then George Kittle, this is where I think the Niners screwed themselves. It's almost like they wanted Kittle to get a record or something because they just forced it to him all game. Forgot all about Debo, forgot all about Manny Sanders. They started mixing in other running backs. This is a game to throw away the film and focus on the next 2 weeks here. Try to get that one seed back.
The Cowboys big over the Rams, 44-21. I know a lot of people are going to read into this, but I thought, Jared Goff hit his hand on Andrew Whitworth's helmet, I think, midway through the second quarter, and his thumb ballooned up. He wasn't throwing the ball right in the second half. I think that they'll be able to get right. I think the Cowboys kind of got not a gift because they still won, and you have to put – and they scored 44 points, So it's not a gift or anything, but I don't know that they got the Rams at 100%, probably closer to 65 to 70%. So, but nonetheless, a great win for the Cowboys in this one.
Yeah, this one surprised me. It surprised me a lot. I expected this Rams team was improved. They took a step back. You mentioned the Goff thing, but you even look at Gurley. He was so much a part of the passing and the running game in previous weeks. He kind of garbage timed into what he got. Higby continues to be great. Gerald Everett's been practicing. Don't worry about that, people. Keep playing Tyler Higby. You're going to be just fine there. I want to see how this week plays out because this was a different-looking Cowboys team than usual. They had Pollard and Zeke go for over 100, and then this Rams team took a step back. Really weird game for me.
Yeah, I mean, take the ball. It's what a lot of teams should be doing, specifically the Cleveland Browns. Take the ball out of your quarterback's hand and give it to the running back. You can't make mistakes that way. So I know all the teams want to pass, but it doesn't work for every team. So, we've seen Dak have some great games, but try the running game first. The running game opens up the passing game. This stuff is not that hard.
And Dak's got a stinger in his elbow right now, so he can't even really throw the ball a ton. So,
right.
Run the ball.
Yeah, run the ball. It's really, and Pollard's a good back, too. The Vikings, 39-10 over the Chargers. Chargers never had a chance in this one.
Wow, poor Phillip. Thought he was going to get another kid that night.
Poor Phillip.
Not so much. But just an ugly, ugly football game. Keenan Allen doing good things. But I guess the biggest takeaway, Cook got banged up again. Madison's banged up. It's Boone week. Boone time.
Boone time. Let's go. Well, I'm a little nervous to start Boone because of, Cook isn't going to play. I think we pretty much know that at this point. But I think Madison could play. So I'm a little afraid of Mike Boone. But
if Madison plays, you do not play Mike Boone. It's very simple.
I have this choice, but they're going on Monday night. See, so we're not going to know until Monday night. So I have this choice between Philip Lindsay, Darren Waller, and Mike Boone in my flex. So who would you go in that scenario?
I kind of want to go Philip Lindsay against Detroit, but I love Darren Waller. If Renfro doesn't play, I'd almost go Waller.
Yeah, I made the mistake of having Lindsay in last week. So, I mean, it worked out for me. I had Jameis, so I wound up winning.
God, Jameis, don't worry about it.
I had 450 yards. No big deal.
Let's not say it's second week in a row for anybody noticed. Yeah,
no big deal. I only had 900 yards over the last 2 weeks. But well,
four touchdowns, fun. Too, by the way. Crazy.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's no big deal. But, yeah, I did have him. Buffalo, 17-10 over my Steelers. Kind of a pathetic game to watch. It felt like a Thursday night game.
Yeah, it was bad football. Yeah. The better team won. Let's just put it that way. I don't want to bury you. I don't want to bury you at all.
You're not wrong.
I told you so. I do a lot of things, but we're not going to go there.
Yeah, I mean, was I campaigning that hard for the Steelers? Yeah. You know, I mean,
but I don't want to rub it in when your team gets beat in national television at home as favorites. Oh. It's kind of tough.
Oh, okay. I'm just trying to think of another. Like, what was the one Monday night game that we had this year? And we won. I can't remember who that was against.
You were scared at halftime, where you were scared.
Yeah, yeah, I was. But did we win that one? I can't remember. Yep. Yes, we did.
No, you did. You did. You did. You should
have. Right, right. Have the Dolphins won a Super Bowl since you've been alive? Has that happened?
Hey, how the... Never mind.
What? What's that?
How many World Series you won this decade?
I had to change
my comment real quick.
Not this decade. So
yeah, the last time you did, this guy named Gonzalez, I think, got a hit for you.
Right, right. When was the last time the Dodgers won, though? We can all enjoy that.
Yes, yes. So. We can all have solace in that one.
and who's more likely to win this year? So between our teams, I would say mine is.
Probably you guys, yes, because you had the best postseason picture in baseball.
The Saints, 34 over the Colts, 7 on Monday Night Football. This was an all Drew Brees and Mike Thomas game. It was ridiculous.
Yes, it was. It's what buried me, actually, because I had a 16-point lead with Will Lutz going, and he had Michael Thomas, and it was over by halftime.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to have 150 catches this year. I mean,
hey, do you realize that we're going to see Lamar Jackson, Christian McCaffrey, and Michael Thomas set all the records in one season?
Yeah, I mean, and I feel like we're going to see a lot of this stuff just moving forward as offenses, yeah, sure. Especially with all the rules kind of being directed at, the offensive side of the ball. So we're going to see more and more of this, which is why there's going to be some guys on the outside looking in that should be Hall of Famers from this era that their numbers just aren't going to look good. Like, you know, I mean, I'm being a homer here, but specifically the one that I think of is Hines Ward. Like Hines Ward, I don't know if he's going to make the Hall of Fame, but he did so much more than just catch the ball, and his numbers aren't going to match up to the guys around him. So,
yeah, if you could vote on grit alone, he'd be in.
100%, 100%. Well, let's take a look at the action for Week 16. We're going to do these three Saturday games, and I know that the early one is over, so you guys just get to listen to us post on this. So Houston at Tampa Bay. Houston's favored by 3. The over is 50. How do you see this one playing out?
Houston and the over.
Houston and the over. Come on, H-Town. Carlos Hyde rushing yards. He's questionable in this game. There are so many guys that are questionable, banged up, however you want to say. I know it's late in the year, but it seems even worse than normal. It's probably just recency bias for me saying that. But it just seems like this week specifically, there's so much more. So I put his rushing yards at 50.
Yeah, it's bad. I'm going to go over just because I'm assuming he's going to be good to go. And if he's good to go, they're going to run the rock.
Yeah, I mean, Tampa Bay's got a pretty good rush defense, too. So it's not a great matchup. If you can avoid starting Carlos Hyde, even though he had a good week last week, I don't think I would do it. Rashad Perriman, receiving yards, I'm going to put it at 75 because there's just no way he gets 3 touchdowns again. But I think he could put up some yards. So I'll say 75.
Yeah, I'm going to take the over in this one because it's Perriman, Watson, and 2 tight ends. So, yeah, give me the over.
How about O.J. Howard catches? I mean, with Evans going down and Chris Godwin going down, and they're probably going to be down in this game. Mm-hmm. It seems like the perfect storm. I'm not going to make it too much. I'm going to put it at 4.5.
I'm going to go over. Because I do feel that he's going to get a ton of targets and he can't even screw this up.
Yeah, I mean, maybe, I did like when he went to the Rays playoff game and it was just 50% of people saying, oh, look, best catch of the year. You remember when he caught that foul ball?
Yep, that was hilarious. The whole Twitter blew up for the night.
That's right. Buffalo at New England. New England favored by 6.5. The over is a low 37 points here.
Give me Buffalo and the under.
Buffalo and the under 37. I love it. Tom Brady passing yards, 230.
Under.
Under. What would I have to set at 215?
Yeah, that's pretty close. I just think he's dead.
John Brown receiving yards, I'm going to put it at 60. He's been incredible. He had 99 last week, which was great, especially going up against Joe Hayden a bunch. But he's got Stephon Gilmore this week, so I'm going to set it at 60.
Yeah, I'm going to go under. He's going to get Gilmore, and if he has to, a guy over the top. It's Beasley week through the air.
Yeah, I think it might be Dawson Knox week as well.
Could be that too, yeah.
Devin Singletary, total yards against the Patriots. Like, the thing the Patriots like to do, we know, is take away your best option. What's the best option for the Bills on offense? I think it's Josh Allen, and it's hard to completely take him away.
Yeah, so, it's either Josh Allen or John Brown that I'm thinking.
Right, so I think Devin Singletary could be okay. I'm going to put his total yards at 75.
Yeah, I'll take the over. The amount of touches between the passing game and the running game of late, I'll take the over.
The late game tonight, as you're listening to this, is the Niners, a 6.5 home favorite against the Rams. 45.5 is the over here.
Give me the Rams and the over.
Rams and the over. Ooh. San Francisco, not bouncing back for you. Todd Gurley, rush yards, 70.
I'll take the over in this one. I think the Rams get back to what was working in previous weeks.
That's what they need to do. They need to do it. Plus, I have Todd Gurley on both my teams. I'm alive.
And I still think the Niners win. They just don't cover.
How about Deebo Samuel receiving yards? Are they going to go back to him? I put it at 60. Yep.
I'm going to go over on my Fantrax show this week. Gajewski make a good point that Hill is injured for the Rams, and that just opens things up for Deebo.
How about what about George Kittle catches? You know, you said they set the record. I think he had 13 receptions or something last week. I'm going to put it at 8 because we know it's going to be high. They're going to go to him, but I don't know if he hits double digits again. So 8 for me is what the line I put it at.
I'm going to say push. No, I'll take the under. It's going to be really, really close. I think we just see more Deebo and Manny Sanders this week. Get back to the norm for both these clubs.
Jacksonville at Atlanta, going over to the Sunday games now. Atlanta favored by 7. 46.5 is the over here. Atlanta have been playing better, but Jacksonville might be inspired because Tom Coughlin was just canned.
Yeah, and Minshew Mania running wild. No Chick-fil-A, though. Give me Atlanta and the over in this one.
You know, it's funny because I saw someone in for our Patreon, patreon.com/ITL Army. We have this group called Club 37, where you just put in all the goofy stuff that's non-sports related in that room. And somebody posted to me, this sounds like a challenge, Bogman. It's our guy, Aaron. And he said, guy eats a Chick-fil-A for 166 days in a row or something. Mm-hmm. And I said, did you see this, I guess?
I saw it's been going around Twitter, yes.
How is that possible?
Well,
they're closed on Sundays.
That's been the number one thing I said. I tell people it's because this guy probably gets the second order and reheats it on Sunday.
Oh, God. Is there?
That's my only guess. My only guess.
There are some things that work reheated from fast food, but not a lot. You know,
I've never had Chick-fil-A, so I don't know.
Oh, man, I can't wait. You know, it's going to be overhyped for you because you've never had it. But it is like for fast food chicken, it is really good. Leonard Fournette total yards 100 in this game.
Let's go back over on this. I'm putting receiving and rushing. Get back on Leonard Fournette train.
Yes. Julio Jones receiving yards 100.
Over, because they have no one else to throw to besides Hooper.
Matt Ryan pass yards 280.
Over. I think the Falcons are in for a big game. Big game.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, the Jaguars just look like they're giving up at this point. I mean, they can beat the Raiders, but there's not much more after that. Baltimore, Cleveland, Baltimore by 10, 48.5 is the over. This is one of the few games the Rapids lost this year was to Cleveland.
Yeah, I'm going to go Baltimore and the under in this one. I think they're in full control of this football game.
Baltimore and they're in different spots than they were early in the year. Lamar Jackson total yards 300.
I'll take the under.
Under on that one?
Yeah. I think this is a game they're in such control they might see a lot of Ingram.
Let's hope so, because the Welsh has Lamar Jackson, so get him out of there for sure. How about Nick Chubb rush yards? I'm going to put it at 85.
I'll go over. That's why I think this is an under game. Both teams run the ball a lot. Baltimore takes over late. Chubb had a big game against them the first time they met.
What was the other game that the Ravens lost?
Wasn't the Dolphins, I'll tell you that much.
Chiefs.
Yeah.
That was back-to-back losses. It was at the Chiefs and then at home against...
Lamar was a joke, remember? That's when it all started.
Right, exactly. Mark Andrews catches in this one 5.
I'll take the over on that one. I'll take the over on Andrews catches.
Yeah, I think he should get more than that. But, I mean, Lamar has really been doing well passing to different receivers. I mean, he should be. He has the most touchdowns out of anyone in the NFL when everyone said he couldn't throw. But he's been really good. But when we come back, we're going to blow through the rest of the games. We always forget no bye weeks at the end of the year. There's way more games than we usually think about. But we will be right back after this break to finish off week 16 and guide you to a championship. You're welcome.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the Daily Roto NHL DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using Daily Roto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
In this league.
I thought we were going to be just friends.
What? Friends
in the... In this league.
In the dark.
You hear it. It's Endless Love. That means it's the last segment of In This League on the Sports Grid. Get on the grid. I'm your host, Scott Bogman, at Bogman Sports, at BNTrick for my buddy, Casey Bubba, who's joining me here to talk about these games for week 16 at Is It the Welsh, and check out our Patreon, patreon.com/ITL Army. If you sign up lieutenant or higher, you can get in the group me rooms where we talk about whatever sport you want all year long. We got basketball, college football, football, baseball. We've got a Prospect One room in there for all you Prospect One fans as well. So get in on the action, have fun, give yourself a Christmas present. Do that. Sign up for our Patreon right now. Let's go to these games, Bubba. Carolina at Indy. Indy's favored by 6.5, and the over is 46 here. Will Greer's debut?
Yeah, this is an interesting one because Indianapolis banged up. Greer's debut. I'll take Carolina and the under in this one.
Carolina and the under. This is like a which team is doing worse now?
Yes.
And it's difficult to pick because the Colts look pathetic. And I know they played against the Saints, and it was a Monday night game, which the Saints fans always get rowdy for. And, it was, I don't know, it's just not very close, but they looked pathetic. They looked real bad.
They looked disinterested and just a complete mess.
Right. So, but I mean, you know, it's Carolina and they fired their coach. So, I mean, yeah, I think I'm probably going to have to wind up taking the Panthers. Who do you take straight up?
That's where it's tough. I want to say Indianapolis finds a way to win, but I just like Carolina's offense better right now. It really sounds weird to say.
Yeah, maybe they'll get a little bit of swagger from Will Greer, and I put his pass yards at 225.
I'm going to take the over.
Yeah, I mean, it usually takes a week for... I mean, we saw Brandon Allen go crazy.
David Blau.
Yeah, David Blau had a good first game, so yeah, I think it's a good point to make. I think Joe made that on the Black Book show this week.
Like I told people on Thanksgiving when Blau was going off, people were all excited. I said, just wait, now there's film, folks.
Yeah, exactly. So, and they're right back where they normally are. CMC total yards, I'm going to put it at 150 because I just can't put it below that. He just gets over. 150 like pretty much every week. So
over, he's getting the record, folks. Going over, dump off passes, safety net, pounding ground, whatever you want to call it. He's over.
How about Doyle receiving yards? I put it at 50.
Oh, Doyle rules. No, I'm going to take the under. Rules. I'm going to take the under.
Yeah, I mean, it's just Brissett has not looked right.
His O-line's beat up. It's a disaster there right now.
You consider drafting a QB if you're the Colts?
I like Brissett personally. I think he's actually not a bad quarterback. But when that team was healthy, they were good. And I'm not like his receivers are gone. His O-line's banged up.
So you just want to get him help?
I want to get him help. That's what I'd rather do. Yes, because I think he's still young and good enough. And NC State quarterbacks Russell Wilson, Phil Rivers, Jacoby Brissett. It all goes together.
Right. Yeah. Sure. whatever you say. I just
never
like
comment in. I gotta go.
If there's someone you really like coming out in this draft, I think I would maybe move on, but it's difficult to say. What about? I mean, are your guys going to win? Your Dolphins are favored by 1 point. Cincinnati has been playing terrible, but they have still been playing losing football. Your Dolphins are favored by a point over the Bengals. Where are you going in this one?
Yep, Dolphins getting that big elusive fourth win. Yep, and we're going over. I like this one a lot for tournaments on DraftKings and FanDuel.
How about Joe Mixon total yards? I'm going to put it at 100.
Yeah, I'm hoping the calf injury is just a facade because he was healthy for a while. Then the calf injury popped up, and I'm going over. They're going to keep pounding it with him as long as he suits up, and he's way too cheap this week on DFS.
You know, a Bengals loss locks them into the number one overall pick, by the way. So,
yep, gets them all the Joe Burrow.
Devontae Parker receiving yards 70.
Over. He fits his man. It's a beautiful situation.
Ryan Fitzpatrick pass yards. I put it at 280. A little high, but...
It's a little high, but I kind of like it because they have no running game at all. So I'll take the over. You see, I forget which week it was, Ryan Fitzpatrick. Oh, no, I think it's on the season. Fitzpatrick, Lamar Jackson, and one other quarterback, they all lead their team in rushing.
Yeah, I mean, the Fitzpatrick one is just because of the patheticness. Like, the Lamar Jackson is amazing. That's why he leads.
He's actually good, yes.
Right. I'm curious as to who the other guy is.
I can't remember now, and I don't even remember who tweeted it out. Oh, I'll look it up, actually. I think I know who had it. As you go, keep going, and I'll look it up.
Pittsburgh at the Jets. The Steelers are favored by 3. 38 is the over here. We got Lev Bell revenge narrative going on as well. So what do you think about this one?
As bad as the Pittsburgh passing game is, they have to. I got them winning this game by more than 3.
Yeah. So Pittsburgh and the under over.
I'm gonna take the under.
Yeah.
The defense just suffocates them.
How could you not take the under? The Steelers can't score points. They could. This could be 6-0. I wouldn't be shocked. Lev Bell total yards. I'm gonna put it 80.
Revenge narrative, I would love to say over, but I'm going to say under just because it's, I don't
he's
know.
Been
it's,
bad.
And he's I been think, bad, and they haven't game planned properly for him.
And I think that the revenge narrative should be more on the Steelers side than it should be on the Bell side.
All that trash talking and leaving your teammates out for blood because you're, being greedy, which I don't hate him for doing. That's just the way the system is, but yeah.
Yeah, but he could have at least said, hey, guys, I'm not coming back. He kind of dangled like that. When the offensive linemen are pissed at you, you know you've done something wrong. James Conner rushing yards, 70 in this one.
I'm hoping over. I really hope they go over. It's like either dedicate to Conner or throw the gosh darn football.
Seriously. Robbie Anderson receiving yards, I put it at 80. He's been good recently.
I will take the under on this one. I really, as much as I've liked the Jets offense of late, I'm really nervous about it this week.
New Orleans at Tennessee. The Saints are only favored by 3 points because they're on the road. 51 is the over here.
I'm taking Tennessee and the under.
Tennessee and the under. Michael Thomas catches. I can't put this much lower. I have to put it at 11.
I know it's crazy, but I'm going to go under.
You're going to go under 11?
Yep.
Ooh, that just means I'm making the line right. Well, what if I put it at
dangerous?
What if I put it at 10?
You're probably pushing. It's okay. Just if Breeze and Thomas on the road, they're still going to be good, but they do take a couple steps back.
It is a December road game too, something to think about. Derrick Henry rush yards 100.
Over.
Alvin Kamara touchdowns 1.
Under.
They just don't give him the ball.
No, it's ridiculous. He gets inside the red zone, and it's still Michael Thomas show.
Both the mocks that I've done, Alvin Kamara has gone in the first round. Is that surprising?
No, probably back into the first round, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I think one of them was mid and one of them was back. Well, so
because we've talked about it before, he's still getting the yardage and all that other stuff. He's just not getting in the end zone. If that could flip quickly. You can't predict touchdowns like that.
You should especially be able to predict more than 2 or whatever he has.
Yes,
right?
I agree, because this offense is scoring. So you'd imagine that it has to bounce back in a positive way next year.
What about the Giants at the Redskins? Washington is favored by 2.5. The over is 41 here.
I'm going to go Washington and the over. I think this is another DFS stackable game.
Eli Manning pass yards, 250.
Isn't Danny Jones coming back?
Is Danny Dimes coming back?
Practicing full right now.
Is he really? I did not see. I must have missed it today. So, all right. Yeah. So how about Giants passing yards? We'll say that.
That's a smart move. I'll take the over because Washington can't play defense.
Adrian Peterson, rush yards, 80.
He had a big week last week. I'll take the over on that one because he's the only man in town.
Dicey. Terry McLaurin catches at 5.
Over. They're finally getting back to their Ohio State ways. The last 2 weeks looked really good.
Detroit at Denver. Denver somehow favored in a game by 6.5 points. 38.5 is the over.
Detroit's been atrocious, but I can't give Denver 6.5. Give me Detroit and the under in this game.
Oh, God, this game is going to be ugly to watch. Cortland Sutton receiving yards, 80.
I'm going to go over.
Me too. He's just been too good. He's becoming QB proof. He's one of those guys. Yep. Galladay catches, 5.
Under.
Drew Lock passing yards, 225.
I'll go slightly over.
Slightly over. This game, I mean, do
hopefully
you have
blackout rules apply in Denver for everybody there.
Do you have is there anyone you want to start in this game?
In Detroit, Denver, Cortland Sutton's it.
Sutton is the only guy, right?
I have said that a Lock Sutton, maybe Noah Font stack is sneaky, but you pray for you're buying a lotto ticket there.
Yeah, you really are. The Raiders are on the road against the Chargers, obviously, because no more home games. You see the people just ripping the seats out of the stands like they could use those for baseball still. So, you know,
they're a bunch of. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I know.
Words that aren't allowed on this show
or most shows. The Raiders at the Chargers. Chargers are favored by a touchdown and 46 is the over.
And it technically will be a home game for the Raiders. So keep that in mind. But give me the Chargers and the over in this one.
It might not be. The Raiders fans seem so pissed off that maybe they don't even show up. It would be surprising. It'd be surprising to see the Chargers have more of their own fans in their own stadium in a game.
That should have been one of the prop bets.
Are you seeing more powder blue or silver and black in that stadium?
Are there more Rivers children or Raiders fans?
Ooh, well, I mean, give it a couple years. And yep. I know there'll be...
Well, the oldest has to be reproducing here pretty soon by now.
You would think so. Yeah. Yep. I mean, God, Rivers. I can't imagine that many kids. He's got the money for it, though. Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
I mean, does he, though? I mean...
That works in farming. We're trying to feed billions of people. Stop it.
Does he have enough money? What is college going to cost by the time all those kids are old enough to go?
That's true. That's ridiculous. That's a good point. And you've heard Philip talk. Are they going to be able to get into college?
Well, they should be good athletes. I put his passing yards at 300.
I'll take the over. I think this is a Phillip Rivers get right week.
Austin Eckler total yards at 100.
Over.
Yeah, he's just too good. Darren Waller catches at 7.
If there's no Hunter Renfrow, he goes way over. So I'll take the over, hoping Renfrow does not have an impact.
Hunter Renfrow. That's what the Welsh says. I always go fro for some reason when I say Hunter Renfrow. Dallas at Philly. Dallas favored by 2.5. 46.5 is the over for the division. This should have been flexed to the night game.
I thought it was at first. I was surprised it wasn't. It should have been. But again, do we really want to see Dallas, Philly? But for the division, yes. I'm going to take Philadelphia in this one. Home field. Give me Philadelphia and the over.
It doesn't matter who you pick. You piss off 50% of people here. I'm going to wind up taking, the home team as well there. Miles Sanders, total yards, 100.
I'm going to go over because he's their wide receiver 3 now, and they're actually running the football.
Might be their wide receiver 1 at this point.
That's accurate.
Amari Cooper, receiving yards, 85.
I'm going to go under.
Under against the Eagles?
Yeah, I'm going with it just because I think Dak's arm is that messed up right now. It's bad. The practice schedule this week has not been good.
Zeke rushing yards, I'm going to set it at 80.
Over. Pound Zeke this week. Big DFS play.
Yeah, he should be owned all over the place. The Cardinals at the Seahawks. Seahawks are favored by 9.5 points.
Seahawks and the over.
50.5 is the over. I don't think I said that. Kyler Murray total yards, Bubba, 250.
Give me the over in this one. He'll run it. He's just starting to run again, so that's good.
I feel like you love Kyler Murray. Am I accurate?
I do. I have a very soft. I also own him in a few fantasy weeks. like the week I remember I told you how I lost last week.
Yeah, Yeah, there's no there's a correlation, but to be honest, that should make you start to hate him. So we'll see at the end of the year, I guess. But Tyler Lockett catches at 6. He had 2 and then 8. So I thought 6 was kind of appropriate.
I'm going to go over hoping they realize to keep going back to Tyler Lockett. Good matchup versus Arizona.
How can they not? They got to get him the ball. Leonard Fitzgerald receiving yards. I'm going to put it at 70. They should be playing from behind. He's still around. I did like someone put up the other day the compilation of him just going around and like taking guy like interviewers and sideline reporters and stuff like that down at the ankles. Like he just goes and grabs their ankles until they fall on the ground. So he did it to Drew Stanton when he was standing there talking when they were playing the Browns because they used to play together. And he did it to Kurt Warner while he was on the sidelines live on NFL Network. He just took him down and Kurt looked so pissed. It was hilarious. But 70 yards for him. What do you think?
I'm going to take the under. I think it's a good number you have there, but I'll take the under.
Kansas City at Chicago in the Sunday night football game. Kansas City by 6, 44.5 is the over here.
Give me the Bears and the over.
The Bears and the over. Patrick Mahomes' pass yards, he looked better. We've talked about how he hasn't looked the same. Looked real good last week against Denver. I'm going to put it back up to 300.
I'll take the under, please.
Is Chicago defense or Patrick Mahomes? What's the reason?
Patrick Mahomes, Sunday night, cold, Chicago. Give me the home game environment. Give me the under.
Okay. David Montgomery, total yards, 80.
Under.
Oh, God damn it.
They're so inconsistent with him. It's stupid.
Allen Robinson receiving yards, 100. Kansas City, quietly good against the pass.
Yeah, they're starting to get better, but Mitchell's going to force it to him. I'll take the over. Robinson, Miller, and Cohen have been just monsters in that passing game right now.
Yeah, Miller has been really coming on here. Robinson's had it the whole year. So hopefully get Montgomery more involved. The Monday night football game, Green Bay at Minnesota. Minnesota by 4.5, 45.5. All this is easy for me to say. Is the line in this one. I'm kind of surprised Minnesota's favored by that much with no Dalvin Cook.
Give me Minnesota and the over.
Minnesota and the over. They're going over. Aaron Jones, total yards, 80.
Over.
Stephon Diggs, receiving yards, 80.
Over.
Devontae Adams, receiving yards, 100.
Under.
Under on that one. That's it. That's all the games. So what are your plans for Christmas real quick?
My plans for Christmas is the plans I have every year where we drive to the in-laws up in the Nevada area. I'm not going to give away where exactly I'm going.
Yeah, but
I'm
what's
going
the home address, way. Please?
Yeah, so I'm going up
people
that
wanna
way.
Send, people want to send packages.
Yeah, packages. And then I go to my grandfather's up in Northern California. Then I go to another spot in Northern California. I go on about a 7-day mission and I come home. So it's miserable.
It's the only mission where you're not knocking on doors, though, right? So that's
yeah. Good. There's no suits or bikes involved, so we're good there.
What's your favorite?
Tim Tebow stuff.
I mean, you know, we only have like a minute left here, but what is your favorite Christmas food?
Okay, I love a good either prime rib or pork tenderloin or beef tenderloin. Beef tenderloin, if they wrap it with the right stuff, phenomenal. That's really good. Melts in your mouth. And then my mom's side of the family is Norwegian, so we have a couple Norwegian dishes when we have at my grandfather's house, which is really good. But only the Norwegian listeners will know what I'm talking about. So it's very sneaky good. I get it once a year. Oh, and my grandpa, he makes caramel rolls and pumpkin cheesecake. And I'm a pumpkin pie fan. Pumpkin cheesecake, it is amazing. And he makes it from scratch.
That sounds awesome. My mom makes this stuff called she just calls it sausage bread. It's and she had to buy. They quit making the roll mix that she uses for it, so she had to buy it on Amazon and have it shipped.
Oh, wow.
So, but it's my favorite thing that she makes all year. She makes it for Christmas and then my birthday in about a month, so I am looking forward. I actually bought the roll mix, of course. I'm like, is this what you need? I'll buy it. I don't care. So she makes that. We have that for breakfast.
Good son.
It's the only time I'm looking forward to breakfast is when I get that stuff. But that is going to wrap it up for us. I hope everybody has happy holidays and... I believe we'll be back for next week. We got to double check all this stuff, but there's going to be some craziness with recording. So we don't know how long the Welsh is going to be on and I'm going to be on and all that stuff. But we will be back for you guys next week. Have great holidays at Bogman Sports, at BDN Trick, at Is It The Welsh. We'll see you guys next week. Thank you.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When your furnace or air conditioner quits, you need it fixed, fast. This is Dennis Sullivan, president of CARE Heating and Cooling. Our technicians are paid to fix your HVAC system, not sell you a new one. We show up on time, diagnose the problem, and get you comfortable again, without the high-pressure sales pitch. It's our commitment to honesty and craftsmanship that helped us win the Lennox Partner of the Year Award and a BBB Torch Award for Ethics last year. So, call CARE Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.